President.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, High Commissioner for Refugees. Allow me, Madam Chair, to convey to you the congratulations of Mauritania. Congratulations for having been elected to the chair of the XCOM of the UNHCR. Mauritania fully signs on to the statement made by the representative of Togo, speaking on behalf of the African group. I should also like to reiterate our attachment to a respect for the guarantee of the fundamental rights of human beings in step with the commitments to which we have signed on through the signing of international legal instruments to include the Geneva Convention of 51 and the Convention on Status of Refugees and the 1967 Protocol. We would also like to note that our country has drafted a draft law on asylum with the cooperation of the UNHCR. This has been included the input from all related bodies within our government prior to the adoption in the parliament. Mauritania would like to reaffirm its commitment to ensuring the protection of refugees and asylum seekers in our territory. This includes the thousands of urban refugees and some 50,000 Malian refugees in the camp, with 6,000 new arrivals since 2016. Pursuant to the provisions of the Tripartite Convention signed in June of 2016 with Mali and the UNHCR, Mauritania would like to reaffirm its desire to support the repatriation of Malian refugees with security and dignity when the situation allows for them to do so. This would happen, ensuring, of course, the voluntary nature of this repatriation. The Mauritanian government is committed to recognizing birth certificates and marriage certificates to these Malian refugees. Along these lines, Mauritania is ever more concerned over the reduction of financing of the World Food Program, as well as that of the partners. This has led to a reduction in humanitarian assistance. This is particularly important assistance in the Berbat camp, and this includes the distribution of supplies for a population that is both vulnerable and isolated. It is for this reason that Mauritania calls for greater efforts to be deployed from the development stakeholders. This would favor the empowerment of refugees in Mauritania. It would also, we would also call for an increase in investment in this border area of Mauritania, where we see the Tamber camp. This year, there will be an important drought also affecting the areas. An indigenous population of some 40,000 Mauritanians also has shared for some 5 years the scarce resources available to them in water, grazing lands, with more than 50,000 refugees. The reorientation of investments in that region will benefit the entirety of the vulnerable populations. It would also favor peaceful coexistence between these two communities. Before concluding my statement, Madam Chair, I would like to express my appreciation to the High Commissioner for the efforts, the significant efforts deployed, as well as for the fine cooperation with the government and the entirety of the international stakeholders. I thank you very much.
Je veux quand même